This hour, Cal is going to tell us some of the things, the highlights of iOS 10.
Which and doesn't come with a $500 scholarship.
Some people would say, don't touch that. But we're going to talk with you as well during this hour about some of the highlights of iOS 10, which is the newest of the mobile operating systems for Apple products, like the iPads and the iPhones. By the way, maybe Cal, just right now, before we go even any further, what are the devices that this does work on and the ones it doesn't work on?
Well, it's so nice that you asked me that question because I was just going to say something about that. Now, iOS 10 will work with the following devices: iPhone 5, iPad 3, iPad Mini 2, iPod Touch 6 generation and higher. So basically, here's the deal. If your device uses a 30-pin dock connection, it's not in the game.
You have to
have lightning
connection.
Or else you're not able to play.
Yeah, that's an easy way to describe it.
That's 100%. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So if you look on the bottom of your phone and it's got that big wide connector, you need to go to Apple Store.
So there's been a number of people that have asked me if I've upgraded yet. And I'm a little cautious. I've gotten bricked once before. And there were a few little problems, but they corrected them, you know, within hours of the first release of iOS 10 earlier this week. But people are worried that now with Apple Play, I can personalize my song list, my music list, and that there are song lyrics on Apple Music, and they're afraid I'm going to sing along. So I'm going to assure my friends that I will not do that except in the shower, in which case I can take my new iPad, my iPhone 7, because it's swim-proof.
That's right. So. That's right.
There is actually...
I guess it's the watch that's swim-proof. That's right. Water-resistant. Yeah. Yeah.
There is a song that's called Far, Far Away, and you can sing that, Gary.
Far, Far Away. Yes. Right. As long as I'm far, far away.
Hey, do you use an Apple product?
Yeah, I do. I have an iPhone 6.
Okay, yeah, I have an iPhone 6 as well. I have, to be honest with you, have you installed the iOS 10?
You know, I haven't yet.
You're a little bit cautious, too?
I'm a little bit cautious, too. I'm sort of waiting for the bugs to get sorted out, but yes, I will eventually.
I think they're close. I check every day because I want it. It's so cool.
But I kind of want to hear you sing, Gary. I mean,
No, you don't. Believe me, you don't.
I've done seven phones so far with the upgrade.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't had a problem with not one of them. Yeah. But I will say this, more than anything else, I would resist doing the over-the-air upgrade where you just, you know, use the phone and you pull it over the air to the phone. I suggest strongly to people to use iTunes. I think it's a better deal. And make sure you back up the phone before you do the upgrade.
Yeah. Okay, now tell me when you say use iTunes, what does that mean?
Versus that means you take a cable. Mm-hmm. And you plug it into the bottom of the phone.
Yep.
You plug the other end of the USB into a computer, whether it be Windows or Mac, and use iTunes. And iTunes is going to look at it and go like, hey, you wouldn't need to back this thing up. And it says, okay, fine. And after it backs it up, it'll come back and says, hey, you need iOS 10 point such and such. You want to update? Then you click it and let it do it that way. You gain two things by doing that. Number one, you make sure you have the machine backed up ahead of time. And number two, if you're short on memory on the phone, you won't have a problem with it trying to do the upgrade to it, because it's going to put all that information in the computer and move it back and forth, as opposed to trying to load the upgrade onto the phone and then moving the old one off and putting the new one in its place.
That's right. That's what I had heard. Okay, good. So that the wisdom there, folks, again, is that you're better off connected to either, as you said, a PC or to a Mac computer, and then through iTunes do the process.
Yeah, unless you happen to have a phone, like let's say you had a 32-gig iPhone and you had, you know, only 16 gig of that space used up, then you can do the over-the-air upgrade. But I still say make sure you back it up either through iCloud or either onto a computer.
Yeah, somewhere. I have a 6 Plus. I'm constantly short on space, so I think that certainly is the wisest and a very, very wise piece of advice. So